I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News.
Thanks, Yang. Hey, everybody, I'm Cam Stroh. Here's Sports Grid News and Betting Update. Hey, you got to get on the grid, everybody. Playoff baseball. It's moved from afternoon to evening tonight. Game 4 of the Astros and Rays from Tampa Bay was slated for 4:15, now 7:07 tonight at the Trop. Astros laying 250 total, 7.5. Justin Verlander, the guy's a stud, versus Castillo. He starts for the Rays. Houston leading the best of 5, 2-1. The LA Angels expected to hire Joe Maddon as their manager later this week. Sources telling Scott Miller of the Bleacher Report. Angels owner Art Moreno wants to hire Maddon, and the interview went quote-unquote very well this week. While he's expected to land the job with the Halos, the San Diego Padres might get involved as well. Very interested in Maddon's services after they fired former manager Andy Green September 21st. Still with the Yankees, the injury bug almost hit the New Yorkers again thanks to a rowdy locker room celebration with bottles after sweeping away the Minnesota Twins in the ALDS. Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman was seen with the left pitching hand bandage after a run-in with a bottle during the party. The injury, though, not too serious. Chapman recorded the final five outs in Monday's win. He's going to be okay. The Yanks also want to see if CC Sabathia can crack the ALCS roster. He's dealing with shoulder pain. See you later, Mono. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold is finally cleared to return a good bill of health, and he will start against the Dallas Cowboys in Week 6. Darnold, the third overall pick in the 2018 draft, has missed the last three games due to contracting Mono after the Jets' season-opening loss to the Buffalo Bills at home. New York did not score a single touchdown in three games with Sam on the shelf, only averaging 7.6 per game, too, without him. And 0-4, the Jets, one of four winless teams in the league. They joined the Dolphins, Bengals, and Redskins as stinkers without a win. New York Giants star running back Saquon Barkley unlikely to play this Thursday versus New England Patriots in Week 6, this according to ESPN. Thursday's game too soon to grant the 22-year-old medical clearance. Despite practicing this week and looking good, the Giants missing both running back versus the Pats as Wayne Gallman is out. Undrafted rookie John Hilleman, he'll assume the lead back role once again. Gronk, he's back on TV, and he's not pitching Tide Pods or another appearance on Family Guy. Rob Gronkowski, just 5 weeks into the season, has begun, and he's hired by Fox Sports. He'll be making his debut on Thursday's preview show as former team, the New England Patriots, battle the New York Giants as 16.5-point favorites. The 30-year-old retired in March after winning the Super Bowl, his third championship title. Gronk, also a four-time All-Pro and a five-time Pro Bowler, and a definite future Hall of Famer. Add Richard Sherman to the list of Baker Mayfield's detractors. Mayfield lit a fire under the Niners prior to the 31-3 drubbing of the Browns on Monday night. Mayfield refused to shake hands with Niners veteran corner Richard Sherman before the coin toss, but Sherman says, hey, that's a no-no. What's annoying is that not just the shaking hands before the game, said Sherman. That's some college bleep, bleep stuff. It's ridiculous. We're all getting psyched up there, but it's NFL etiquette, he said. But Sherman wasn't done. He said Mayfield hasn't earned anything in this league. He's acting like he's an MVP last year, and he's done nothing. Adding Patrick Mahomes would never pull a stunt like that before the haters for Baker. But I will give him a little bit of defense in this one. We saw a new video, and it sees Baker does shake Sherman's hand. Sherman just might think he's a punk, and he doesn't like the guy. San Francisco fullback Kyle Juszczyk suffered an MCL sprain versus Cleveland. He will now be out 4 to 6 weeks. Busy night in the National Hockey League. Carolina and Florida. Panthers minus 25 cents. Six is your total. Edmonton at the Islanders. Isles 165, 5.5. Winnipeg and Pittsburgh. Pens laying 65, 6.5. Josh Morrissey still out for the Jets for precautionary reasons. Dallas at Washington. Caps playing 50 cents, 5.5. Anaheim, quack, 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 minus 20 at Detroit. 5.5 is your total. 8 o'clock, San Jose and Nashville. Preds minus 165. 9 o'clock action, LA at Calgary. Flames minus 220. And the game of the night, it could be Boston at Vegas. Vegas minus 135, 5.5. Kevin Durant still throwing jabs at the New York Knicks. I don't know why, but KD's saying the Knicks struggle to bring in stars because their brand is not cool. He added the Warriors, Lakers, and now Brooklyn are cooler Browns, and nobody remembers the successes of the Knicks teams in the past. The cool thing now is not the Knicks. That from KD. Coach K from Duke believes the NBA draft will eventually be more than two rounds. Five more games in exhibition play tonight. The Raptors taking out the Houston Rockets, 134-129 this morning in Tokyo. Pascal Siakam, 24 points and 11 boards. James Harden, 34 points in the loss. We got some other exhibition action tonight. We'll go through the lines in the WNBA game 4, 8 o'clock tip. Connecticut Sun hosting the Washington Mystics. Sun minus 1, total 174.5. Mystics leading the best of 7, 2-1. And in the CFL, the Toronto Argos have hired former franchise legend Mike Pinball Clemens as their new GM. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morenci hosts Red Heat and Rage Hour 1 from the Sports and Studios at the Meadowlands. Should be a lot of fun today. We're going to have our boy Mike Blewett join us on the show in Hour 1. Red Heat and Rage Hour 1 coming up on Sports Grid, and it's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage, our radio has begun. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down at the Sports Grid Studio, FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. The raging redhead Cam Stewart with us, and we'd just like to say thank you to Yang for continuing to work the board during our shows, despite his rise to prominence in the fantasy football world. He could do like the Daily Roto guys do. They blow us off. They're difficult to book. Yang still takes our calls.
Yes, indeed.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, you've got like famous names in fantasy: Drew Dinkmeyer, Jeremy Stein, Ricky Sanders, Colin Drew, Yang Luciano. Yang.
Yeah, baby.
Luciano DFS.com.
I need to join one of them leagues over there, see how I compare to them.
Wow, Yang, you're getting pretty bold.
Dude, you got to have that confidence, buddy. My team is the best.
My team is the best.
He wiped the floor with Dane Martinez this week.
Oh, wow. Dane's pretty good, too. That's, wow. Yang taking out the host.
They almost got written up by HR. They was like, yo, you got to take it easy. He's one of our hosts and stuff. I was like, my bad.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to do what you got to do, Yang.
I know.
You step out there. I don't care who's hosting. You got to worry about your team, buddy. You got to get the street cred. Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you're like a dude that came off the practice roster, and you're better than the starters.
That's right. Yeah, he's Kurt Warner. Like,
hey, look at this. He's producing more than the starters are.
Sandwiches, eating green bean sandwiches. You know, next thing you know, hey, Super Bowl MVP. Hey, good work, Yang.
Yeah, one of my goals is to be announced as the next millionaire on the DFS DraftKings using the Daily Roto Optimizer, buddy.
But I will say this, Yang, if you Pampers are expensive. You need a bigger bankroll, buddy. Just telling you. As Gramps.
Yeah, I'm working
on those green beans.
I'm working on it.
It's all those vegetables. They're making them smarter. That's why me and Cam, we're not very bright. We're clogged by grease.
We're clogged by cholesterol.
Like, Cam, how can you think clear? And honestly, I'm not even kidding. How the hell can we think clear, like, when we're struggling to stay alive every time? Like, half of my day is like, oh, God, I don't know what the hell that is. I'm like, and I have these little, like, 10-minute panic attacks. I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm bound to eventually get something. Then I'm like, ah, no, it feels better. Then I move on. Then it's something else. Dude. I'm like, man, yeah, my stomach's been messed up for about 3 months. Then if they start thinking about that, I'm like, no, I'm good.
And there's times I thought I was having a heart attack on the air, but we still did the show. Gotta tell you, Gabe, Yang's diet starting to look more attractive day by day.
Yeah. String beans. By Al. I had a nice cheese omelet, home fries, and bacon from Al today.
That's great.
Cholesterol party. Let's rock.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Listen. Like, you play the same songs as yesterday, like on some loop? we start off like with the exact same playlist, Ying. You're so busy worried about your fantasy football teams now that like we're playing the same music over and over. Me and Cam just talked about this song yesterday. There's no reason that A Bad Case of Loving You should be played 2 days in a row on this show.
I thought we know.
Is Metal Matt in the room?
Nah, he's off today.
Is Metal Matt in the room?
He's out of here today.
What do you know?
Hey, I thought you liked the song. That's why I played it again.
No. Yeah, it's okay, but no.
Changing it up.
I like
right
songs
now,
that were recorded. Yeah. I like songs that were recorded like in, I don't know, like the last, like, can we play something that's not like 33 years old? Like no Fleetwood Mac. No, like
Fortunate Son. Can we put Fortunate Son?
Sitting on a park bench. I don't want to hear about snot running down anyone's nose. Oh, what does that even mean, Cam? Snot running down his nose. Like, who sings that? Who writes that? Who puts that in a song?
Yeah, you're right. Jethro Tull, lyrically, that is some weak lyrics. But I just think they're trying to explain how sick the bum really is sitting on the park bench. Like, you know, he's doing pretty bad. Like, snot running down his nose, greasy hair, shabby toes. That's the song, right? So they're basically saying this guy's like basically a Sasquatch living on a bench type of thing. But you're right. Bad lyric. Like, you don't have to say
probably could have come up with a better term.
I agree. Like, you know, he looks ragged. You don't have to say, like, explain snot running down a guy's nose. I agree 100%. Jethro Tull is one of those bands that make me want to jump off balconies sometimes. Like, their music, once you hear it, it's just like it's weird stuff.
Shout out to everyone in the chat. Seems like we got a full house right now. And Ty Rich is right. He says, hey, Yang, it's the playoffs. Morency's visits to the mound are a little more intense now. Every at-bat, every pitch, it's bigger. You know what I mean?
I don't think he's answering now.
Yeah, nah, I got it, buddy. I'm over here, like, changing some of the songs and stuff now, you know, okay. So I'm trying to do my best over here.
Good.
Trying to go off some of what my memory is that you like.
Listen, no, we're going to keep it simple here. Play like Metallica, Pantera, Megadeth, Homicide, and on the lighter note, we'll go AC/DC, Van Halen. I'd throw some more modern stuff, but let's just sort of like take it by a decade. Let's go decade by decade and get closer. Then we'll work our way up to like Shinedown and Slipknot and stuff like that.
You got it, buddy.
All right, thank you very much, Yang.
Good stuff.
Great job, though, Yang. Great job.
I will say this,
so I've been bitching about issues all day. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I know. I got something that you might want to know because you were away on Saturday, so I filled in that slot doing the college show, and I was thinking the whole time that playlist is specific to you. It was all hard metal every single break from 3 to 6. So if you take the college 3 to 6 list and apply it, you'll have a lot of stuff. Like, you put that list together, guaranteed, because it was all hard.
It's because unlike Yang, Sean Engel scared of me. He's like, Engel's like, I'm sorry. Once I said to Engel, I said, Engel, that song's terrible. I'm so sorry, Gabe. I'm so sorry. Next thing I knew, man, like it was too heavy for me. This guy's playing Gorguts in Obituary and stuff. I'm like, all right, you got the point. Yang's like, ah, whatever. Like, you know what I mean, like, Yang's like, I don't make the playlist, buddy. Bavona is actually the musical director here. He's the musical director. All right, so see, I got all this China stuff going on right now. Listen, I can't song Hong Kong and China, so I'm done with it. I made my feelings felt, but I see right now ESPN has just barred their personalities from talking about it, which that's sort of something that you expect, I don't know, in China once again, except we're learning a lot about a lot of people right now. But, you know, we learned about Richard Sherman today. He's a liar.
Liar. Exactly.
This guy's a real piece of work. I've never liked Richard Sherman. And God knows, anyone who listens to the show knows I do not like Baker Mayfield. All you have to say is Baker Mayfield's a tool bag. I don't like him. But whatever.
Exactly.
There's a video, and in the video, it appears as though you're the bigger tool to him. He actually puts his hand out. You're like, yeah, yeah, whatever. And now Sherman is saying, well, you see, I didn't shake his hand the same way. Yeah, that's different than Baker Mayfield refusing to shake your hand, which he clearly did not do. He stuck his hand out. He even looked you eye to eye. You're the one that blew him off. There's video.
Exactly.
Now Sherman says, I don't know why you all take this so serious anyways. No big deal.
Yeah.
What, no big deal that you're a liar? Like, it's unbelievable. This guy Sherman, he's always just pissed me off. You can always tell he's about him and what he sees. Whatever, man. There's no need. You don't need to embellish anything with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is a douchebag. You don't need to embellish anything, right? You don't need embellishment on this.
So stupid. Mike Cardano. I just don't understand. I don't understand why you lie about something that has tape. Like, why, you think the game's not being filmed in China? Like, you have cameras at the handshake. It's very easy to validate and verify. Wow, the guy's, for a guy that went to Stanford, that's a pretty stupid move, Gabe. I think it's pretty dumb. You're right. And the thing is, Baker Mayfield may be a tool. He might conduct himself like what Sherman said. Oh, he thinks he's an MVP, hasn't done anything. That's all you have to say. If you don't like the guy, say it, but don't lie about visual evidence. You're right, man. Like, that guy's got a screw loose. Like, who does that? Like, the picture's there and he's lying about it. That's weird.
Yeah, yes. It's not the first time. Sure, listen. I don't know. Like, Sherman used to, like, terrorize Russell Wilson, right, in practices all the time and say stupid stuff to him, right? So, I don't know, man. The guy's somewhat of a head case. What can you say about Richard Sherman? Bad look for Sherman. And now it's hard to believe anything Sherman ever says moving forward. I don't know. It's a bad week for athletes, Cam.
Sure is.
One by one, we're realizing that they're either spineless or they're liars. that's the gist of it.
Yeah, or you could be Gronk and get a job. Like, he's the winner in all this. They're like, oh, he's doing Tide Pods. He's on Family Guy. Hey, I just got a job with Fox. Must be nice. This guy's just, that's what you love, right?
What's he going to analyze? How to open up a keg?
That's what I'm like,
What's he going to analyze? The guy can barely talk.
This is me at the pool where you're trying to get more air on your cannonball in Cancun. Yeah, I know. It's just, spring break. It's just going to be party tips. Beer pong.
I just had an Uber driver, a woman from Philadelphia via, like, Russia. I knew the trip was off to a good start when she picked me up outside the condo. And she goes, we go to East Rutherford. She goes, what state is that in? Is this New Jersey or New York? I'm thinking, oh, boy.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, boy, here we go. She was actually a pretty nice lady. She was actually a pretty nice lady, ultimately, Cam, but this is what we deal with on a daily basis.
I don't want to be that guy either, but I got one too. If you're ripping Sherman, I want to come back with Kevin Durant. So Kevin Durant today goes on. He has nothing. You can just be quiet and do nothing. Guy comes on and says, oh, the Knicks aren't cool. Like, they're not cool. That's why they have a problem. They have a problem picking up players because, you know, they're not like Golden State or even LA or Brooklyn. It's like, dude, are you kidding? Like, this guy's still trolling these guys. Get over it. You play for Brooklyn. Like, I just don't understand these guys, man. Like, there's no need to cut up the Knicks. They already got enough problems.
He's a dickwad. That's why.
I hate to say it.
That's just the best. He just is. And I don't know, man. When you look at KD, he's a hell of a basketball player, but it's not like he reeks of coolness.
Yeah, I agree with
you. You know what I mean? It's not like people are like, oh, look how cool KD is. He's kind of geeky, to be honest. Like,
DailyRoto.com.
Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in total control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open up a new account, and claim your free wager up to $500 today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details, Gabe.
Well, thank you very much, Cam Stewart. All right, Mike Blewett ready to step up and in. Do we have Mike Blewett? Is Blewett ready to go? Mr. Mike Blewett joins us. How you doing, Mike?
What's up, boys? I'm ready to go. I'm excited to be here.
Nice.
All right, we appreciate your excitement.
Yeah.
Holy crap, I'm seeing right now. I wanted to move on from this, but wow. I see a video here right now. They're painting over all this Houston Rocket stuff in China everywhere. I guess the Rockets are pretty popular. You know, it should be a bigger, like, shouldn't, like, China just state that we disagree? Are you all right in there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm good.
Can you, yeah, just there's a lot of moving going on. We hear, like what's going on? Like,
all right, I'm just fixing my
I thought he was just wrestling with Yang.
Yeah, like,
I was.
Wow.
I was, to be honest.
You really are, like, technology challenged, huh? Like, phones, microphones.
So. Like, I feel like I'm good.
You're a smart dude, but, like, no. I got to be honest. We're none but honest on the show. Out of all of our guests, like, I actually grade them on, like, appearance, how they sound.
Sure.
You know, like, there's some people I just give up on. I'm like, dude, his cell phone always sucks. I don't even care anymore.
I got a new cell phone just
You're
for you.
You're kind of in the middle here, Mike. Did you really?
Yeah, good
I
today. Did.
See, that's dedication.
Yeah. But I actually came in studio today so that you guys would hear me more clearly.
Oh, yeah. Crystal.
But yeah. That sometimes backfires, though. But we appreciate it nevertheless. All right. So, but you do have, you know, you are very intelligent.
Thanks,
so we'll
bud.
Give you that.
Appreciate it.
Technology.
Thanks. I wear nice blazers.
But
we'll give you that.
Yeah, your blazers, not like mine.
We'll give you that.
You have blazers. I don't say they're nice. You've got blazers.
All right. I'll go toe-to-toe.
Your blazer's like my other blazer, like my B blazer.
Really? All right. We got to compare. We're going to have some votes on this on Twitter.
This is, you look like a politician in your picture there.
That's like my C blazer, though. I got to get a new shot here.
Come on.
That's like...
you look like a guy that went to Joseph A. Bank.
Yeah, that's Joseph A. Bank.
Men's Warehouse. I'll have you, sir.
Yeah, Men's Warehouse. Yeah, thank you.
Joseph A. Bank. Oh, Moors.
No, I'm just busting Mike's balls. You know what, Cam? You ever seen the ads for Untuck It? The Untucked shirts. I got to go to there, New York. Yeah, Untuck It.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go to
flagship here.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen at Untuck It. You're going to find, like, a shirt that you kind of like, a nice one there, perfect length and everything, and then you're going to go, wow, this Untuck It shirt's $129, yeah, when I could have got one that almost fit the same for $50. Enjoy your shopping at Untuck It, buddy. It might look good on Drew Brees and all those guys.
It's perfectly tailored.
Yeah, perfect tailored. Yeah, for an extra $80, you can get 3 shirts. Anyway, don't worry. I like Untuck It too, but I wear them loose, man. I never tuck in my shirts. Like, I just, you know, as a big guy, you got to just let it all go. But anyway, yeah, you should go check out Untuck It.
All right. All
right. We'll continue with this. Yes.
So I was going to say, so China could have handled this in a much better way, and everyone could have saved face on this Mike Blewett, in which China just could have said, we disagree with Mr. Maury's comments, and we encourage them to look more into this. even though, whatever, he's right. But you know what I mean? As opposed to them censoring everybody. Now Deadspin's reporting. Deadspin not reporting. They obtained the memo. ESPN's bosses said, don't talk about this. It's funny because even our boy Bomani Jones, that has an opinion on everything, sort of hemmed and hawed his way through this today. It's pretty clear, Mike. They don't want to offend the Chinese masters. Let's just be real. They could flood the currency market. We owe them so much money. They're our bosses. Let's just call it out for what it is. Like, and this is being evident of it right now.
I don't think you're wrong. Clearly, it's a complicated issue, but when you boil it down to what you're talking about, it is about media personalities being in bed with the NBA, not wanting anybody to tick off the people that are putting up a lot of money. Office in Shanghai.
Dude,
I think Maury
think
was
about it.
Maury was had every right to say what he said. It is a complicated issue, but for the only thing I'd take issue with what you said is I would never expect them to apologize or be reasonable about it.
That's a good point. Well, they run people over with tanks, so yeah, they're not big on apologizing. like no. They're not. But you know what it is? Deeper, you wonder why ESPN. And I get it. People aren't tuning in to ESPN for to hear this stuff. But sports and life, they're interchangeable, people. They cross paths all the time. We can try to keep it out, but it just is. It's, you know, if it's life, it becomes real. But you've got Disney that owns ESPN. Disney doesn't want their Lion King movies and all this other crap being censored in China, right? But I don't want to hear about anything else after, right? That's the whole thing. You know what I mean? LeBron James bitching about NCAA athletes. Well, what's worse? A kid getting ripped off for a couple of $1,000 in college or people getting run over by tanks, LeBron? But whatever. You know what? You're not selling shoes to these kids, right? So you don't care. I mean, I guess. I mean, this is what it comes down to. They lose their moral authority on all this, but you know, this is for people smarter than me to talk about, even though the smart people will ignore it because they're about money. But I want to switch gears and throw this to you, Mike and Cam, because I think this just sort of exposed. And I've always liked Mark Few. And Mark Few can disagree with the new law in California that allows college players to make money. Yet, I don't see how he starts talking about Mexicans crossing the border and stuff, Mike. I think Mark Few just tipped his hand, didn't he? It's almost like the uncle at Thanksgiving. After a couple of glasses of wine, you'll find out the truth. And didn't take long for Mark Few, who seems like a reasonable man, to somehow go from, you know, college kids shouldn't get paid to he should worry about Mexicans crossing the border in his own state. And I can get the exact quote here. Mike Leach goes on to say the same thing. But Mark Few says that Gavin Newsom should stay in his lane. It's funny, Mike, because I thought that, you know, being a governor, kind of making laws in your state that you're governor, kind of is your lane, isn't it?
Yeah.
just saying.
Yeah, I mean, he had the wherewithal to step up and sign a law that he felt was objectionable against the players. Clearly, many people agreed with him. And for Mark Few, because it doesn't serve him particularly well to criticize that, I think it almost compares to the earlier topic you're talking about. He knows where his bread is buttered, and if he feels it's going to go south on him, then he's going to criticize it. It's sort of the way of the world. People are just even if he had a moral authority and his father is a preacher and everything else, it seems antithetical to me for him to have this moral authority say he this guy needs to stay in his lane. He's trying to do what he thinks is right.
Jerry Falwell Jr. is a preacher. Like it doesn't really doesn't say much.
I agree.
And I'm a God-fearing man, but these people are trash. This is Mark Few. It's an incredibly complex issue. It's not that complex. It's like healthcare in America, Mark Few says. What, like figuring out how to pay college kids is like healthcare? It's not that complicated, Mark. First of all, I would love to figure out a way. I think we have a great group working on it. What I find totally disappointing and disgusting is that a governor is wasting his time grandstanding around in something he really doesn't understand. He should probably stay in his lane. Figure out homelessness. I think he's got a state that borders Mexico. Get that mess figured out. Figure out your budget. Wow. Really, Mark Few? Yeah, now Mark Few's going to have to take this back, Cam, but so, what are you going to say here? Mark Few, yeah, he's just he's another douchebag.
Here's the thing. When you really break it down there, so other athletes in schools can do certain things. SAS can make money for the things that they do. Other people in school, their likeness. What about, it's not just about sports, right? So it's actually, if the guy actually had a clue, he'd realize these athletes are doing all these things, making money for the school, and they're getting nothing from it. Where every single other person on that campus can use their name and likeness to make money when not associated with athletics. There was a story coming out today from Duke, Coach K, and Coach K hit it on the, he was actually surprised. Kids getting paid. They're going to talk expanding the NBA draft to get more players, you know, from the G League in there. There's more players playing globally, and it's going to get players from college out quicker. So
yeah, but Cam, you know why? Cam, yeah. I'll tell you one thing. Why Coach K doesn't mind this and Coach Few does is because Duke is going to be able to pay more. Yes. So Coach K is like, fine. We're already the biggest brand. And we'll be able to tell these kids in our recruiting, you'll sell more jerseys here playing for us. Yeah. You'll say to a kid, what are you going to sell more jerseys, kid? You'll be like Michael Jordan. You'll be like Zion Williams. We'll sell Duke, North Carolina jerseys. You say, you're going to sell Gonzaga jerseys? No one wants a Gonzaga jersey. Mark Few knows he's screwed. That's why he's panicking right now. That's what it comes down to. Coach K will just keep on rolling along.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he'll be fine.
As we do. Right here on Game Time Decisions. All right, we'll get into the baseball here. Good thing they moved the baseball game. It was supposed to be in the afternoon, but since the Yankees won last night. Another celebration injury for the Yankees. Maybe they should stop celebrating.
Bottles are sharp.
Just stop, man.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Game Time Decisions continues. Red Heat and Rage, get on the grid. Sports Grid, Zumo TV, Channel 719. Don't forget, you sign up with FanDuel. Sign up on their app, and you can get a $500 free bet. That's FanDuel.com/grid. FanDuel.com/grid. Pretty cool deal, and that's a pretty cool time of the year right now. In the sports world. Lighter night tonight, just one baseball game, but tomorrow it gets real cool. I saw the baseball ratings for last night, and pretty interesting. Not bad, but if you put in perspective, Monday Night Raw had the same amount of viewers as the New York Yankees did last night. Monday Night Raw checked in with the same numbers as the Yankees and Twins. Monday Night Football did very well, though. 11 million people watching Monday Night Football last night. So we've got Houston and Tampa. And are you in the studio or are you in the pit, Mike?
I'm in the pit.
In the pit.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, we can tell. It kind of defeats the purpose because it's like we hear everything that goes on in there. Those mics are very sensitive.
I feel like everybody's like pretty quiet in here.
Everything like
there's a little door closed, probably.
Yeah, but there's still like just background noise and everything. Like, it's like there's like a hiss. But Houston and Tampa tonight. Tampa got it done in front of about 300 people. yesterday. We'll see if more people show up tonight. Verlander on the hill here this evening. And unlike Zach Greinke, he's not a choker. What do you make of this game tonight, Mike? And I'll throw it over to you, Cam.
I mean, short rest for Verlander, but I don't feel like that's going to impede him all that much. As a Yankees fan, I'm happy that they're playing another game. Hopefully it goes to a game five, because any incremental amount of baseball that they happen to be playing is a good thing for the Yankees, in my opinion. Yeah. It doesn't guarantee them anything, but I'll take the incremental baseball that they may be playing. Obviously, they can still throw out starters on full rest, and they'll be fine, but... I'll take the Astros tonight. There's just no reason for me to bet against Verlander at this point. But they're not in an ideal position. He's pitching on 3 days rest.
Yep.
Cam, what do you think about tonight?
I think if tonight's the night you're going to take Tampa Bay, you'd have to do it. Verlander's a veteran pitcher, but he's a horse. But if there's any type of tiredness there and he can't go, the one advantage you can look, if you're trying to make a case for Tampa Bay, the bullpen, it's been a little bit shaky on the back end. Roberto Osuna, the former Jay, couldn't get an out in that game, and it got really, really scary. But they have a deep bullpen. Think about Tampa Bay, too. People don't realize they got a lot of good guys who can rake on that team. Meadows, Kiermaier, G-Man Choi, all those guys. Like, very, very underrated, Gabe. Just consummate professionals that you don't even hear of. Even guys like Duffy. Like, tonight, you're laying 250 with Houston, something I don't want to do. I'm trying to make a case for Tampa Bay. The more I think about it, I think the Rays can force game five. If Verlander gets out there and they find patience at the plate and get him out of the game early, it's on.
Well, a lot of people are feeling Tampa because, unbelievably, right now FanDuel has the Houston Astros at minus 184. It's a massive drop.
It was 250 from an hour ago. Yeah.
I know. Was it an hour ago? Because I didn't look an hour ago, Cam. Yeah. But I swear.
Let me look.
I saw like -240 this morning, didn't I? On the morning show, it was -240. Am I crazy?
You know, you're not crazy.
Because I said, I'll lay a run and a half because I don't want to lay 240.
Yep. I did my update, Gabe, and I looked literally 5 to 10 minutes. I put the lines in before we go to air. No, it's still on Mr. Green. I had 240. It's 230 now. 230 on Mr. Green.
Look at FanDuel. Look at FanDuel.
182. Wow, 182. 50-cent difference between books? That's crazy.
184.
Wow, that's huge. I've seen 10 or 20 cents, not 50.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm going to have to play that here, and we'll play the pucks. At Bet365, which is, of course, now in New Jersey as well. All legal,
yes.
Of course. Everything that happens on this program is on the up and up, and or it's for recreational purposes only.
Gabe, refresh FanDuel right now because I'm seeing it back at I sat at 184. I hit refresh. It's at 230 again.
Wow. Sharp money's going all over the place in this game.
I clicked it. It said 184.
I was there with you.
I click it again.
What is it?
Yeah, -230.
Yeah, there it is.
So they had a mistake up.
Yeah, they had a mistake up, I think.
We just like geeks. Something.
I saw what you saw. I had 184.
I was about to send Will to the window.
Gabe, did you guys see...
Once again,
you and Mike see the Gabe? Oh, man, I wish I want to send it to Yang. The latest Simpsons episode, I taped it. It was the funniest thing ever. It's this guy who, like, loves Homer, and he's betting on... He goes... Fat Tony owes him money. He goes, you're going to lose your life on Patriot League basketball? And then he's like, Lehigh versus Holy Cross. And they're listening to the game on the transistor radio. It was the best. So he owes Fat Tony like 50 grand and he's going to kill him. And then they turned his pizza food truck into a gaming truck. So he goes, I'll have a slice and I'll take Georgetown at a pickup. And he goes, and even a better idea, we're selling weed out the back. He goes, great idea, Homer. It was like the best. Gabe, you got to see this last episode.
I got to see this episode.
You're like betting on Patriot League basketball. It is the best. The last 20 minutes,
I got to see this episode.
All about, you have to. It's all about legalized gaming.
Well, I saw Lehigh was trending. I was wondering about that.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, so he's going up there. Fat Tony's like, these legal sports books are taking a lot of my cheese. You know what I mean? So he's out there trying to like recruit new players because of the legal sports book. Oh, it's the best. And this intern at Homer's work's got a gambling problem. And he bet Patriot League ball. You must see the episode, guys. I was pissing myself. Really, really funny stuff.
There's actually an arrest today. Well, not an arrest today, but we found out about it today. An attempted match-fixing situation. New York man, Benjamin Belfalco, 25-year-old Staten Island resident, was charged last week with attempted bribery in his efforts to fix a college basketball game in late 2018. In a statement of the Eastern District of New York, he's accused of offering members of a college basketball team. We know the team's in the state of New York, but they're not saying what team it is.
Well, it's Staten Island, so that's Wagner College.
Thousands of dollars.
Wagner.
Wagner's in Staten Island.
Well, it doesn't automatically mean Wagner, but it would make sense, because if you're going to do it, you have to go to one of the low schools. Kid on Rutgers ain't throwing points, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have to go to one of the lower tier schools. The game in question and the players are not being publicly identified. The exact date of the crime isn't known, but the U.S. Attorney's Office identifies in or about December of 2018, so this past season. they have wiretaps. So he's got charged with racketeering, loan sharking, and extortion. 20 people arrested. Wow, 20 people for one potential game fix. These guys are so stupid. What are you going to get out of this? You're going to bet, what, $14,000 on a Wagner game? You go and drop $270,000 with a bunch of bookies on this game. You'll end up getting whacked before you get paid. They're going to know you through the game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the whole thing's the whole thing's ridiculous. People that always try to do this are just, like, morons and stupid. Like, the risk-reward is nowhere. Like,
it's the perfect point.
Take that charge seriously, and you don't get anything out of it.
You hear the amounts involved at the end of it for the guy that took the payoff or the guy that made the payoff. It's not worth it. You obviously can't do it legally, because if somebody comes into a book and throws $1 million on Wagner, something's up immediately,
exactly.
Right? And if you spread it around, to Gabe's point, you're obviously stepping on people's feet that don't want their feet stepped on.
This place will ask you for ID if you want to walk in here and bet $500 on
Wagner. Right.
Like, honestly. Dude, I remember betting on a Long Island game. They called the guy over, and it was basically like, oh, yeah, where are you from, buddy? Like, they were on it right away. I dropped, like, $500 on a Manhattan Jasper game. Like, piqued the interest of the book right away.
LIU Blackbirds, Manhattan Jaspers.
Some props. Yeah, the Jaspers. What did I do to deserve this flat and flavorless Manhattan? we had Fat Tony on the show once, Steve.
Yeah, we did. It was awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, remember
it's Joe Mantegna, right?
We got him to say where's the money?
Yeah.
Joe Mantegna. Hey, we got him to say where's the money?
Hey, Homer, where are the pretzel money?
And he goes, a lot of people have tried. He goes, you did pretty good. He was a really nice guy. I like Joe Mantegna. Yeah. Fantastic. He was really nice to me and Gabe. We had a good time. Back in the day, Mike, we used to work at the station. We'd do like an athlete and like a star, like Norm from Cheers. You know, the guy from Home Improvement.
I had Pauly Shore on this morning.
Allen. Yeah, Pauly Shore, wicked.
I had Pauly Shore and Chris Kattan at the same time.
Wow.
What are they promoting?
What a morning show.
Yes. It's like a variety hour. They were promoting. They are both the captains of a live touring edition of Family Feud.
Okay.
So basically, it's like you go and you go with your family, and they're on your team. So you're either on Team Kattan or you're on Team Pauly Shore. This is what my career is reduced to: pimping celebrity Family Feud. On morning talk shows.
I have a friend. I have a quick Pauly Shore story. I have a friend who will often, he thinks it's funny, I don't. He'll often ask a celebrity of any grade an awkward question, which he thinks is funny. The celebrity never thinks it's funny, ever. And we were in an establishment of some sort in Washington, D.C., and Pauly Shore was in the same establishment, and my friend walked up to him. This is years after Biodome came out, and asked him when Biodome 2 was coming out. Which Pauly Shore obviously didn't think was funny, because clearly Biodome hadn't done well enough at the office. Now, I get it. I can laugh. But when you actually ask that person to their face, it's not quite as funny.
You're saying it's more awkward.
Exponentially more awkward.
Well, the interview with them was pretty awkward, too, so that's all right. I brought up to them,
though. Two for two on Pauly Shore stories.
Yeah. I'm saying my favorite part of the real Family Feud was how Richard Dawson used to, like, just lunge and stick his tongue down women's throats.
Yeah.
Can you imagine in the Me Too movement now?
Yeah. The 70s were a different time, Gabe.
He used to, like, grab people by the ass. It was. Like, right in front of the guy's husband. Hey, we should swing sometime together. Hey, guys. Like, it was so sleazy.
No shame in his game. None.
No. What a slick man. Rest in peace, Richard.
I agree. Yep.
All right. So what are your two baseball picks for tomorrow, Mike? You got the Braves Cardinals, and Strasburg, and they got Bueller listed here. I had heard it was going to be Kershaw. Are they going with Bueller instead of Kershaw?
That's it's Bueller, Bueller, Strasburg. Kershaw can come out of the pen. So I'm going Folty for the Braves, Bueller and whatever combo, probably a Kershaw combo that the Dodgers can throw at him. I'll go Braves-Dodgers. I've had Braves for a while, so I'm going to stick with them.
I can't disagree. And I don't mind. I don't have a problem going with Bueller over Clayton Kershaw. The fact is, Bueller, at this stage of his career, he's better than Clayton Kershaw is.
Yes, he is.
Right now. Bueller's the best pitcher the Dodgers has right now. I don't mind the decision to go with him. Mike Blewett. Thanks, Mike.
All right, boys. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one, Mike.
Thanks.
All right, Game Time Decisions continues. Got a full slate of hockey tonight. We'll jump in. Big Man on Campus joins us as well.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Up. Yang's now rocking the metal. Yeah, it's too bad that minus 184 wasn't for real. I don't know what the hell that was all about. I thought I was crazy seeing things, but Mike Blewett saw the same thing that I did. So it's actually minus 230, which I'm not really in a massive hurry to be wanting to lay this price at minus 230, but it's the only game tonight. We do have a bunch of NHL games on tap here this evening. The Carolina Hurricanes still haven't lost yet. Every one of their games has gone to overtime. Carolina at Florida. Joel, you think they lose tonight? Joel Quenneville, now the Florida Panther head coach, bringing a little credibility to this franchise. Good coach, Quenneville.
I think it's a great spot for Florida. I think a lot of people, I've seen like on some sites just doing some research, Gabe, a lot of people like Carolina. Sure, you beat Washington, you came back, you were down in that game. What about Florida at home? It's a tough place to play. You got a new coach, a better goaltending matchup. I'm on it. It's only like 15 or 20 cents, too. I like the Panthers tonight to get it done.
Yeah, Carolina can't win every night, right?
Yeah.
You know what I've noticed? I've noticed people actually on the streets over the last couple of days wearing Edmonton stuff and Canadian type stuff. I've seen people with like, you know, Canadian hats and Molson shirts, you know, sort of Canadian type clothes recently. And now I see the Edmonton Oilers are playing here this week. Yeah, it's Oiler week because I know they're playing the Devils later in the week too, right? So
correct.
Tonight it's the Islanders. Edmonton Oilers, man, these hockey fans are hardcore. We got Dallas Stars at Washington Capitals tonight. I'm looking at the numbers here, Cam, and there's only one game that's like a heavy favorite, really. The Calgary Flames are minus 240 over the LA Kings. But for the most part, I mean, look, Vegas are minus 135, Boston plus 115, Nashville minus 165, San Jose plus 140. Ducks are minus 120. Red Wings have been playing well early in the season. Their home dogs are plus 100. Pittsburgh Penguins minus 165 against the visiting Jets. We'll break it all down. Big Man on Campus will join us. We'll talk some college football, some big games on tap this week. Game Decisions continues.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Get on the grid.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News, 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 news,
news. Hey, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your sports grid news and betting update. It's time to get on the grid, everybody, if you know what's good for you. See you later, mononucleosis. Yes, that's the word from Jets camp. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold finally cleared to return to action and will start this Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. The Jets still 7 and 7.5 point dogs, depending on where you shop. Darnold, the third overall pick in 2018, has missed the last three games due to contracting mono after their season-opening loss to the Buffalo Bills. New York didn't score a touchdown in all three games without Sam on the shelf, only averaging 7.6 points per game, too, without the number one pivot. The Jets at 0-4, one of just four winless teams in the NFL. Dolphins, Bengals, Skins the other. Giants running back Saquon Barkley unlikely to play this Thursday versus New England in the Week 6 Thursday nighter, according to ESPN. Thursday night's game apparently too soon to grant the 22-year-old medical clearance to play despite practicing this week. The Giants are missing both of their running backs versus the Patriots. Wayne Gallman, he got hurt last game too, so undrafted rookie John Hilleman will carry the load against New England. Gronk back on TV, not pitching Tide Pods or Family Guy. He's 5 weeks into the season. He's landed a job by Fox Sports. He's going to make his television debut on the Thursday night preview show as his former team, the New England Patriots, hosts the Giants and the Patriots 16.5 point favorites in that one. The 30-year-old retired in March after winning three Super Bowls. Gronk is a four-time All-Pro, five-time Pro Bowler, and a lock to be a future Hall of Famer. San Francisco fullback Kyle Juszczyk suffered an MCL sprain versus Cleveland in the Monday nighter. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Baseball playoffs. We thought it was going to be at 4:15, now 7:07 tonight. Astros and Rays from the Trop. Astros laying 230, total 7.5. It's Verlander versus Castillo. And Houston leads the best of 5-2 games to 1 a win, and they're through to play the Yankees. The Los Angeles Dodgers expected to hire Joe Maddon as their manager later this week. Sources telling Scott Miller of the Bleacher Report. Angels owner Art Moreno says good meetings with Maddon this week. They went very, very well. While he's expected to land the gig with the Halos, the San Diego Padres also interested in Maddon's services after firing former manager Andy Green. As for the Yankees, the injury bug almost hitting them again in a rowdy locker room celebration after sweeping away Minnesota in the ALDS. Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman was seen with a left hand pitching bandage there. He's got a bandage on his pitching hand after a run in a bottle. Things got a little bit wild in the change room there. Incident not too serious. Chapman recorded the final five outs in Monday's 5-1 clinching win. The Yanks also, they're going to meet Houston or Tampa Bay in the ALDS. And CeCe Sabathia, he hopes to crack the Yankees' ALCS roster if his shoulder feels better. Busy night in the NHL. We got 8 games on tap, 4-7. Carolina, Florida, Panthers -125.6. Edmonton and the Islanders, Isles 165.6.5. Winnipeg and Pittsburgh, Pens -165 as well, 6.5. Morrissey out for the Jets. Dallas and Washington, Caps laying 50 cents, 5.5. Your total, 7.30. Anaheim, 20-cent favorites over Detroit, off to a great start. 5.5, your over-under. 8 o'clock, San Jose and Nashville. Preds -165. Sharks already reaching out to veteran free agent forward Patrick Marleau. Wow, that team's old. They're going to get even older if he signs with them. 9 p.m., LA at Calgary. Flames biggest favorite on the board, -225. 6 is your total.
10 o'clock should be a good one out west. Boston and Vegas. Golden Knights -135, 5.5. Kevin Durant still throwing jabs at the New York Knicks, saying the Knicks struggle to bring in cool stars through free agency because their brand is not cool. He added the Lakers, Warriors, now Brooklyn are cool brands, and nobody remembers the successes of the New York teams in the past, and the cool thing is not the Knicks. From Coach K, he believes the NBA draft will be adding another additional round. He says more college players will turn pro earlier so they can get paid, and predicts the G League will soon have a national TV deal due to popularity. Five more in exhibition play. Raptors over Houston, 139-29. Siakam, 24 points, 11 boards. Harden, 34 in the loss. Philly, -50.5 versus Jingzhou Zhang Lions here. We got a game. This is at 7 o'clock, 216. The Sixers, -50.5. We'll talk to Big Man about that one. 7:30, San Antonio at Miami. Heat, -3.5, 217.5. Dallas laying 3.5 versus Oklahoma City, 222.5. Mini and Phoenix, Mini -3.5, 227.5. Denver and Portland, Blazers 3. WNBA Finals, 8 o'clock tip. Connecticut Sun, -1, 174 versus the Washington Mystics. Mystics lead the best to 7, 2-1 there. And CFL news, the Toronto Argonauts have hired former franchise legend Mike Pinball Clements, great running back, as their new general manager. Hopefully he can clean things up because it's been a brutal year for the Argos. I'm Cam Stewart. Dave Morency hosts Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio. I'd like to thank Mike Blewett for stopping by. And Big Man on Campus, he steps in for Hour 2. Red Heat and Rage on Sports Grid. Hour 2 is coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, already into level two. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage. Get on the grid. Sports Grid. We're throwing it down to Sports Grid Studios. FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. We've got one baseball game tonight. A full slate of hockey. We do have two baseball games tomorrow, which will be some big-time stuff. Got to love elimination games. Unfortunately, that 184 was a lie. It was a mirage. And it's now -235. And the run line is -1.5, -134. Looking at some of the props here for tonight, specifically Justin Verlander strikeout props, over under 8.5. I generally bet the over on the strikeout props, Cam, for the most part, but I don't think he's going to get to 9 strikeouts tonight. He's pitching on short rest. And, yeah, he's a stud, but I think he only struck out 7 in his last start, and I don't think he'll go as long here, actually, to be honest.
I agree. I think he's an older
struck
guy,
out
too.
Eight.
I know he's a freak of nature, but
he struck
now
out
you're talking
eight.
About, yeah, 8 strikeouts, veteran guy, shorter rest. I don't think he's going to get there, Gabe. I think it's going to be more around the line of 6-7. I think Tampa Bay, they're going to try to work the pitch count, get him out of the game early. It's going to be an interesting one tonight. We'll see how Justin does. He's a consummate professional. He's a horse, but if Tampa Bay can work him into long counts, it's going to be an interesting game. I might be betting the Rays, Gabe. I'm really thinking long and hard about it. I think they can win this game.
Yeah, you know, well, if you know you took him yesterday, you're sort of playing with a little bit of house money. You can roll it again here. I kind of get the feeling that they close him out tonight. I do have confidence in Verlander, but I don't know. This series has been strange. You know, one team seemingly blows the other team out, and there's an explosion of runs. Yet that eight and a half strikeout prop, I mean, I need 9 to lose. And listen, Justin Verlander can clearly strike out 9 batters and on any given start. The guy's that good still. It's unbelievable. I mean, years ago, people thought he was done. Like 5 years ago, people thought Verlander was done. Or that it was the beginning of a decline. Yet he's better now than he was then. Which is bizarre, like especially for a pitcher. He even throws harder, which is strange. Max Scherzer, same thing. Max Scherzer throws harder, but throwing harder doesn't mean always better. Verlander's a great big-game pitcher, yet 9 strikeouts is a lot, Cam. And I have a hard time, man. I don't know how to approach this game. I don't want to lay -230. You can't. I'm not laying -230, 235, -240 in a playoff game. I could lay it a run and a half.
Yep.
Well, I'm sort of more comfortable with just hoping that Tampa don't strike out and getting Verlander out of this game at under nine.
Yeah, who knows with the run line, right? And if you're going to take Houston, maybe you parlay it with Calgary and hockey or something. But we'll go over the board and find a dance partner for you. But I'm telling you, Gabe, I'm taking the Rays, especially plus 1.5, plus 120. Too much for me to pass up.
He's faced them 3 times. He's struck them out 21 times. It's an average of 7.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Time decisions. Red Heat and Rage continues. I see here, Tamika Tiny Harris. Never heard of her, but I guess she's a reality television star and wife of rapper T.I. Says that $750,000 in jewelry was stolen from her Lamborghini outside an Atlanta bar. Wow, I feel really sorry for some dumb girl that leaves $750,000 worth of bling in her Lamborghini. You know what? And in fact, fact that you have $750,000 worth of bling and a Lamborghini is actually an affront to anything that is good and decent in this world, Tiny Harris. So my sympathy for you, girl, for losing your jewelry. Absolutely nothing, Cam.
Nothing. You said it, man.
And in fact,
what kind of stooge walks around with that kind of jewelry in there? Almost $1 million? What an idiot. I barely leave my car gets cleaned out when I leave change in the thing with the crackheads in my area. They smash my window to get change. Don't leave $750,000 in there. Are you dumb? Idiots.
Now, I hope that the people that stole her jewelry really enjoyed themselves, too. Like hot tubs,
so
hookers,
great.
Cocaine. Great. Like I hope they lived it up. Job well done. In fact, we applaud you. Normally, I don't want to applaud criminal activity like
this,
but
yeah, don't want to
why
applaud
not?
Thieves,
why
when
not?
You're that stupid.
Teach her a lesson.
I agree.
Yeah, teach her a lesson. Cam, you think, and let's bring Big Man in on this. Big Man, look, I'm holding a ticket here. This winning ticket pays a paltry $85. I wouldn't leave this in the car in the parking lot at the Meadowlands.
Exactly.
I wouldn't leave like a – you're in Philly, Big Man. You leaving like – you're going to leave a $100 watch even in your car? It's going to get smashed. Come on, bro. Everyone knows what time it is.
Sometimes I leave my debit card in my car by accident, and I pray that I, like, put something over it so nobody can see it. I wish this Lamborghini was in my parking lot because I'd have robbed the hell out of her, to be honest. You can't do that. I'll say this though. She's a smart lady though, man. She divorced T.I. I'm sure she's getting a nice fat check. I mean, T.I.'s a rich man, so she's got a lot of kids with him too.
That's how she's got all the money. That's how she got seven. Yeah.
I'm sure she'll be fine.
The reality television star. 750. Remember A-Rod, same thing. Oh, remember Cam? Oh, A-Rod. Oh, I left like $500,000 worth of jewelry in my car outside the stadium in San Francisco. It's like, well, whatever, dude.
For you.
That's what you get. Like, why are you wearing $500,000 worth of jewelry anyways? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, don't be surprised. These stars don't realize it, but.
I mean, it's basically useless if you buy it, so whatever. Go get more.
I don't know. You know what? They're clowns, dude. Real rich people. Don't do that.
Don't buy that.
Because they don't want to get robbed.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, I never forget Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor was dressed in all those suits and everything. And he looked over at Floyd and he said, look at the way you dress. You dress like a drug dealer. Floyd was wearing like a tracksuit. And Floyd said, people that are rich don't need to dress like they're rich and pretend they are. He said, I'm really rich.
Good.
He goes, you want to be rich. And And then he looked at Dana White, who was sitting there in a T-shirt. And he goes, look at Dana. And he goes, you're a clown in your suit. He started laughing at, like, Connor. And it's funny. I spoke to a big gambler the other day who told me that. He goes, nah, I don't wear bling or anything like that. He goes, you get robbed. You live in Vegas and stuff, big man. You don't think people realize you're wearing a Rolex when you leave the casino? Ask Cam. Cam, you're going to walk around the El Cortez with a Rolex? You're going to get rolled in the parking lot, bro.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. I like jewelry for sure. I love gold, you know. But I got a simple gold chain. That's all I have. The last thing I want to do is when I walk down the street have people, you know, because that's the thing. If you live places like I don't live in Laguna Beach, California, and I'm not saying I live in the hardest place on earth either. But you know, people are, you know, the world's a weird place now. People have drug addictions. People have, you know, addictions to things, and they need money. And you know, they see you walking with that dumb stuff on, it's just a waste of money anyway to me. But look, I've been robbed. I'm sure you have as well. I don't welcome it to happen again. So I'm not going to put a target on my back and say, hey, come rob my $10,000 watch.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just exactly. All right, so. Let's get into, I saw an interesting story, guys. It said ranking, and this was 24/7 Sports, ranking college football's 10 most disappointing teams. And, you know, so, all right, 10 was Syracuse, 9 Texas A&M, 8 Purdue, who are sitting at 1-4, Houston Cougars, 2-3.
Yep.
Dana Holgerson's way overrated. Nebraska, 4-2. Washington, 4-2. Miami Hurricanes 2-3, and here's the Michigan Wolverines at 4-1, and was that pretty against Iowa? No, they are 4-1, guys. Right? They, you know, each week at a time, this might be the most ripped one loss team ever. And has it been pretty? No. I mean that offense was freaking putrid against Iowa. They should have won that game 27-3, but they are 4-1. You can't say a team is 4-1. You can't put them in the same category as teams that are 1-4, Cam.
Yeah.
Go on, Cam.
The Washington Huskies went into Stanford, who's missing everybody on that team, as 14-point favorites, and they got shellacked. They lost by 10 points.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, Gabe. That team, everyone, Washington. Pac-12. Well, you know what? You can't go on the road and beat Stanford. Boo. And look at the line. You lost to Wisconsin in a game. What was the line? A couple points? 3 points? It wasn't 14 points. So these guys who make these lists don't even understand point spreads or what the hell's going on. Michigan shouldn't be number one on that list. Washington should be.
They're three. UCF are two. And the most disappointing team is Tennessee. But I don't know. Did anyone think Tennessee were going to be good? I didn't. But what do you think, big man, of this list?
They played Georgia tough last week, too. They played Georgia tough for a while. Like, no, they're not. Tennessee sucks. It's not disappointing.
Yeah,
they're just bad.
I agree with Cam. I wouldn't put Michigan one. I would put them in there because I think, you should be able to beat Wisconsin. And this team should be able to beat Wisconsin, I think. But, again, and that kind of makes the game at the end of the year that much. You know. No, I don't. But
good.
I didn't think we, I don't think we
man,
thought they'd be this
big
good.
Man. Michigan, I know, but thing is, Michigan haven't beaten Wisconsin in 18 years there.
Sure, no.
It wasn't like a shock that suddenly they never win there.
No, you're totally right. I would agree with Cam, though. For me, it'd be Washington University, and I'm going to tell you right now, at what point does Chris Peterson get the axe? And this guy stinks. This guy doesn't win big games. He never wins big games. He's had good football teams up there with good defenses in a bad conference. And this guy gets blown out. He gets to a point, he gets blown out. I mean, I get he's done some good things there, and you know, they're not really relevant without him, but at what point?
Not enough.
But at what point do you have to win? I mean, this guy loses on the road. He lost to Cal as well. I mean, come on. Like Chris Peterson, at what point does it just get old and boring there? I mean, the guy has no balls. He never takes any chances. It's just, I mean, that loss the other night was pathetic, I think. I think it was one of the pathetic losses of the year. But, yeah, Tennessee shouldn't be on there. Tennessee's the most wildly overrated athletic program in the history of sports. Why they're ever regarded anywhere is amazing to me. They have the Notre Dame syndrome. They have the Texas syndrome. They had like one good year, and now all of a sudden, Tennessee's always on. Tennessee's a fraud. I don't want to hear about Tennessee. They They're a joke. What did they win, 1998? I mean, come on, what are we still talking about Tennessee for?
They have a lot in common with Michigan. They're better basketball school than football school now. Oh, I know it's not sacrilege to say that, but Michigan's been a better basketball school for the last 20 years. And Tennessee's been a better basketball school for the last three, four. Yeah, in the last few years. I'll agree with Washington, too. Major disappointment. You play in a soft conference. I get it. You're battling with the Ducks with recruits, but you have such a vast area. You know, they've always done a nice job getting kids from Los Angeles. Like, you should be, like, Washington Huskies should be a dominant 11-12 win team every year. You're right. Yes. I know that.
Yes.
These transfers don't work all the time. Look at Patterson. Look at Patterson in Michigan. Yeah, we'll take a quick break. We'll throw a couple of the games this week. We actually have Wednesday night college football this week, so we got these midweek games are back. Game Time Decisions continues. Get on the grid.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Looking for a little kush. All right.
Kush and kush.
Game Time Decisions continues. Red Heat and Ridge. Get on the grid. Zumo TV, channel 719. We're throwing it down here at the Sports Grid Studios, at the FanDuel Sportsbook, at the Meadowlands. All right, let's blast through a couple of college football games with Big Man. Maybe a little NFL, and then me and Cam got to get into our NHL plays of the day and blast through the NHL card. So we spoke with Dennis Dodd this morning. He was talking, Big Man. I don't know. We'll get your take on this too, Cam. I'll throw it to you first, Big Man. He said he sees a possibility that Clemson doesn't make the playoffs. I think it's crazy talk. Even if they win every game by 1 point and it's ugly every week, you can't not put the defending champion in with an undefeated record. And it's always the debate, though, in college football that are we talking about this year or is it the body of work from past years? And it's clearly the body of work from past years. But what do you make of this Clemson team? Are you starting to give up on them, Big Man?
No. I mean, the problem is their schedule's just laughable. I mean, they don't play anybody.
Yep.
And if I look at the rest of the schedules and I say, well, you know, but, it, you know, Oklahoma, I mean, they're going to play people. And if they can beat Texas, they'll go undefeated. So at least you have Texas and Alabama and those teams, Georgia, LSU, they all play somebody as well. I guess I'm not really sure how it makes sense that if Alabama, LSU, Georgia, if they're all undefeated or one loss, and then Oklahoma, how does Clemson make it in with that? I guess I hear what you're saying, but I guess I could also hear what Dodd is saying because, you know, this year in college football, and you look at Ohio State as well, I just don't know how they make sense. If all those other teams have undefeated records as well or even one loss, let's say LSU wins every game by 50 and they lose one game to Alabama by 3. I get they're undefeated, Clemson, but they play nobody. I mean, the hardest win on their schedule is what? A&M? I mean, come on. A&M won't be ranked by the end of the season.
Another thing, Gabe.
Cam,
so,
if you were a voter, would you keep them out of the top four?
Not yet, but I'm...
Right now?
In the meetings with me, you, and Big Man, if we're at the table, I'm bringing this to the table. One, you beat North Carolina, who's an average team. That barely, that was brutal. Like, that was a bad performance. Yeah. You've been very lackluster all year. The front four, all the guys that went to the NFL, they're not the same team. And you know what, Gabe, how we solve that problem? When LSU and Alabama at least have like a couple tough games all year, they have to schedule a non-conference opponent who's very good and get a win in that type of game. It's kind of like when Auburn opened up with Oregon, Clemson's going to have to do that with somebody else, at least a power team from another conference. And if they get a win, then we'll be more respectable because the AC sched blows. It's a joke.
Here's the thing, though. I'm putting – if you ask me what the rankings are right now, who are the top four teams in the country, to me it's Ohio State, it's
LSU,
Georgia, LSU because they beat Texas, and I throw them in there, and Clemson. I put Clemson in over Alabama. Who's Alabama beating? I mean, seriously, right now, who's Alabama played? Nobody. I mean, you're playing Southern Miss.
I know, but big man.
And he's crappy.
They've been way better. Like Alabama, you can look at their track record, and I'll agree, they played some lackluster schools. But they didn't have a scare from a team like North Carolina, though. Like, you know?
Yeah, like but North Carolina. Clemson, here's the other facet. I could say Clemson killed Syracuse, killed Texas A&M. I give that a little bit more respect than them, you know, beating. I mean, who's Alabama played? Who's the toughest team they played?
Don't forget the Sooners. I agree with you, big man, as far as Bama.
Yeah,
don't forget the Sooners.
Oklahoma
Sooners, Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them in on principle just because, I mean, the toughest team they played is Houston. Though we're learning a lot about Oklahoma this week. If they go in and crush Texas and win by two touchdowns, I think they have to be in for sure. That's a big time.
Well, they're
win.
Favored by 11. All right, so quickly,
which
tomorrow's game. You got App State and Lafayette. Game's a pick 'em, total 70. App State and Lafayette. We get a little belt action midweek. Yeah, exactly. Game we want to be running to the window.
No. Listen, guys. Let me tell you on this game. This is a big time football game in this conference. These two teams are terrific. I love these two teams. And
they both started off hot. I know.
Yeah, these are two teams that could represent a G6 group of five team. I mean, this is a good football team. These are two good football teams. Lafayette, I already bet.
Nah, the belt will never let that happen. They'll never put the belt in one of those games.
It's a big football game, though.
No, 4-0 and 4-1, you're right. You know, but it's a tough game, right? It's, you know, do you have a strong angle on it? That's the thing. I'm not saying it's a bad game. It's a massive Sun Belt game.
I like Lafayette. They're at home. They have one of the best rushing attacks in the country. They are fantastic on the ground. And, you know, App State's a team that, you know, they've had a lot of turnover. They have a new coach. This is a road game. I put a lot of stock in them being at home here. I mean, if this was in Boone, North Carolina, I'd take App State. But I like the run game. I like the quarterback play that they can give you at Lafayette. Levi Lewis, a good quarterback, smart kid, solid defense. And then I think they're a little bit more tested. That one loss to Mississippi State by Lafayette very much could have won that game. They had a couple bad turnovers. They were right in that game, right to the end. So
yeah.
I like Lafayette here. I've been really happy with them. They've been great against the number as well.
Man, they've been killing teams. You're right. Both teams have been rolling. The 4-1 to the over and 3-1 to the over combined on the season. All right, so... Virginia and Miami, Florida, big game. We were talking about Miami being on that overrated list. Oklahoma's laying 11 to Texas. Alabama lays 16.5 on the road to Texas A&M. And I'm not sure A&M can hang with Alabama, guys.
No, I mean, I don't think they can either. I think another team that we just talked about that's laying a big number, but I have some interest, is Clemson. This could be finally the game where Trevor Lawrence really shows out. I mean, Florida State is horrific against the pass, and their offensive line is having major issues. I know Blackman and Hornibrook have played well, but they're going to get mauled in this game on the offensive line. For what it's worth, Clemson's not as strong defensively as they have been in the past, but I think they're going to have a field day against that offensive line. I don't think Florida State has any success moving the football, and that defense for Florida State is poor. This could be a big game for Lawrence. This could finally be the big game where he shows out and has a big game. It's a high number, but Florida State is going to get destroyed in this game in the trenches.
Well, the media is almost putting pressure on Clemson now to blow them out, actually. That's something to keep her eye on moving forward. All right, so before we get you out of here, big man, I'm looking forward to the Buffalo Bill Philadelphia Eagle game down the road.
Yeah.
But we've got the Philadelphia Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings this week. I'm not so sure the Vikings have fixed everything just because they beat up on a banged-up New York Giant football team. Now they lay three. I look at the over of this game, and Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles, this is a winnable football game for them. You know, and it's funny. They should be able to move the ball on the Vikings. Yet, can Kirk Cousins do what he did against the Giants and Dalvin Cook? It's an intriguing game. I think you can make an argument for both teams. I look at the total, and I think the total's too low. I like the over 44. That's what catches my eye in this game. But you're the Eagle fan, big man, so what do you think of the game?
Yeah, I can't make any argument for the Eagles here. I have no interest in them in this game, and I think they're going to lose. This is an Eagles team that I'm going to tell you right now, they have problems. Last week was masked because they played – you know, a Division II football team in the Jets. But keep in mind in that game, I know it looked like it was 31-6, but there were two defensive touchdowns for the Eagles, and they were just bad throws and bad decisions by Luke Falk. This team still has no one in the secondary. They literally played three cornerbacks the other day. DeSean Jackson, seems like he's never going to play again. He's never in there. He's never practicing. The offense looks lackadaisical. Carson Wentz is overthrowing receivers. I'll be honest. I think a lot of people are being papering over the cracks for the Eagles because, you know, they went out and beat Green Bay. And that was a nice win, don't get me wrong. But, you know, this is a tough game. Minnesota's really good at home. They always have been under Mike Zimmer. It seems like they found something offensively last week. And, you know, this is an Eagles team that has major issues at cornerback. Guys, they're literally bringing guys in off the street, and they seem to have no interest in replacing them. They're just holding out that some of these guys like Ronald Darby and Jalen Mills eventually come back. They won't go out and make a move for a corner, and they have major concerns. Thielen usually has big games against the Eagles. I have no reason to think that he isn't going to here, and I don't love this offense right now. I'm really worried about this game.
Big man on campus with us, and I understand your concern. Well said as far as the secondary is concerned. Kirk Cousins, you never know what you're going to get from him. But one thing about Zimmer, and I bring it up every week, non-division opponents, he's now 39-14-2. He makes his living. He loses division games all the time, but every damn, look at, all their wins are against non-division teams this year. Their two losses, division. They beat the Falcons, they beat the Raiders, they beat the Giants, they lost to the Bears, they lost to the Packers, Eagles, non-division game, tough spot for the Eagles.
This has also not been a shining year for Doug Peterson. He has not made a lot of good decisions. Before I go, guys, I want to throw one more out to you. I've already bet this game over 52, Cardinals-Atlanta. I think Atlanta is a back over team until forever. They are terrible on defense. They don't run the ball at all. They love to throw. It's just two really fast teams.
Should be a track meet.
This is going to be a high shooting game in the desert.
I like that, big man.
He can get 51 now here at FanDuel. Thanks, big man.
That's right.
Big man on campus. Follow
Thank
him on
you,
Twitter. Get 51 over under. Dan Quinn could be the next one to get fired, too.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Games in the NHL. Let's get down to business. We just sent Window Will to the window to play Justin Verlander under 8.5 strikeouts tonight. Ooh. If he gets 9, then hey, beats me. It is what it is. I'm going under 8.5 strikeouts for Justin Verlander. Winnipeg Jets at the Pittsburgh Penguins, two teams that really are probably going to have pretty long seasons, to be honest. Winnipeg Jets are 1-2, although they've started out the season on the East Coast. Not an easy situation for them. A banged-up Pittsburgh Penguin team. Minus 167 or so. Let's see, last check here at FanDuel. And we've got a minus 165. Wow, total is 7, Cam.
Yeah.
What are you doing with this game? I don't really – I don't trust either team. That's my problem.
See the 7 where the juice is too? To the under. It's 7 minus 135 under, plus 115 over. What are these guys thinking? There's going to be like 8-9 games? I know the Jets got no defense. Pittsburgh doesn't really have great defense. They score. They're expecting like a 7-6 pond hockey game here. I'll tell you one thing, Gabe. You know, you want to look at the Jets as a dog. They had a nice comeback against New Jersey. Other than that, they've sucked. The Islanders took them out to the woodshed. Pittsburgh's got their own problems. I lean Pittsburgh, but at 65 cents, I will not be betting it. And the over seems a little bit high now, even though I think it could get there. 7? You give me a 6, 6.5, I'll be all over that. 7? No way.
Yeah, 8 goals to beat you if you bet the under, and I'm tempted. You know, I like my hockey unders. I hit one last night with the St. Louis Blues and the Toronto Maple Leafs under 6. Thought it was a little too. I got real lucky though, man. I was 3-2. We're like, oh, you know, I saw it was 3-2 with 12 minutes left. I was doomed. I'm like, either the Leafs score or there's going to be an empty netter for sure. I got real lucky with that one last night.
It doesn't matter. Cash the ticket. Sometimes we get unlucky.
Carolina and Florida. You brought it up earlier. You're looking at the Florida Panthers. Carolina are 3-0 on the season. Total of 6.5 in this game. This is another tough game that I think could go either way.
I'm not going to touch these totals. I'm a side guy. I'm going to go for the sides tonight, Gabe. You can go for the main course. I like Florida. I like Florida a lot in this spot. I like Coach Q. I like everything about this game. Carolina playing good, feeling good about themselves. Florida beat Tampa Bay at home, okay? So, you know what? And only laying 25 cents against Carolina. A lot of people like Carolina tonight. I'm not one of them. Give me the Florida Panthers. It makes the card.
Dallas and Washington.
Tough game.
Dallas Stars, 0-3. 0-3 on the season. Dallas Stars struggling early.
I want to take Dallas because of that. Usually teams don't go out 0-4. They got to play for some pride. Got kicked out by the Blues last year. As for Washington, they pissed. But the only problem is they had a lead versus Carolina that they pissed away and lost in overtime. So what teams are we going to get here? Dallas is going to be desperate, but I'm going to pass on this game. For me, it's dog or nothing, and I don't have enough faith in the Stars to pull the trigger.
I'm kind of looking at Washington here. They get Kuznetsov back, too, tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the old cocaine suspension.
After his three-game suspension for, you got to like Gary Bettman, eh? Cocaine? Yeah, 3 games.
Yeah, he got 3 games. The best was the video, though. He's like, I never touched this stuff. Meanwhile, there's a mirror, a bill, a big white mountain of powder, and the chick in the bed. No, you don't do coke. Like, are you dumb? The video showed it. These guys kill me. Like the picture, it showed the mirror and the drugs and a rolled up bill. Like, okay, Kuznetsov, you don't do coke. Anyway, yeah, Washington Dallas, tough game.
Well, it could have been hers.
Yeah, no, yeah,
it could have been hers.
Usually, when people are together in a room, you're sharing it though. But anyway, let's move on.
All right, how about a live dog here with the Edmonton Oilers, +140.
Yeah,
and a game that's a toss-up this game.
Here's the thing. I like the Oilers. I got one problem, though, sometimes that defense. The Kings scored 5 goals against them. The Islanders, one thing they could do, they could bear down and lock down. But I'm right, Gabe. If you look at dogs, I'd say the Oilers, there's a couple dogs on the board, and I would consider them the best one right now. Them or Boston. So, yes, I would endorse an Edmonton Oilers play for you. +45 is a lot of beautiful juice in a game that could be very close.
Varlamov starting tonight.
That's fine. That's good.
I don't like seeing this. New York Islanders are 10-0-2 in their last 12 home games versus the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, those go back a long time. The different teams, man. No McDavid for a few of them. That's a trend.
There was last year and a year before.
So that's four or five. Yeah, about five or six maybe, but I don't know, buddy. It's tough. No, the Islanders are 165. They're favored. They play a good lockdown system. Edmonton, Dreisaitl, and McDavid. If those guys aren't running, Oilers are doomed. They have two guys on their team that are better than everybody else. Other guys need to step up. But at plus 145, Morenci, that is a good price for a game. I would have made the Islanders a $135-$140 favorite, not 165. I see line value with Edmonton.
I think it goes under, too.
It might. If you get a six there,
they're going to pull the trigger on under six.
5.5 in the morning, the Islanders will want to slow it down. That's their style. They'll grind you like a python, try to win a 3-2 game. Yep.
Oilers plus 140 and under six, I think, is a decent play. We're going to roll that under seven.
I think the Oilers are going to make my card now. You've convinced
roll that
me. I had a question.
Under seven in that.
I'm in. Oilers.
And what game was it, the seven? Was the Penguins
the seven
and Jets?
The Penguins and Jets.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be. Yeah, I don't think there'll be eight goals in that game. I'll go under seven in that game. Looks like we're going to have a full slate of NHL to keep us occupied during in-game live tonight.
Damn right, buddy.
Bang on damn the NHL right. Card here.
The next game I do like.
Ducks and Wings. I want to take the Wings.
I don't. I
want to take the Wings, but I'm not getting enough value at plus 100.
I'm taking the Ducks.
You're taking the Ducks?
I'm taking the Ducks. And the Wings have won all those games. I'm really worried that they get a huge penalty advantage again. I talked to you about the games perhaps potentially being manipulated to get Detroit off to a good start as projected one of the worst teams in the league. But Anaheim, Gibson Guitars always plays his best hockey early. He was fantastic against San Jose. They beat them. Anaheim's actually looked very, very good early in the season, a lot better than people think because they always have injuries, but it happens later on in the season. Give me the Ducks at minus 120 to go into Detroit and get it done. I think Detroit will be a popular home dog tonight. I'm playing Anaheim, Gabe. Give me the Ducks.
San Jose, 0-3 on the season. San Jose also really struggled in the preseason, Cam. Big crossover from the preseason into the regular season here. 0-3 on the season. Martin Jones, just a .862 save percentage. Nashville, though, I can't trust Nashville laying this type of price. They've burnt me too many times over the years. I'm not laying minus 170 with the Nashville Predators.
I like Nashville tonight. You're right. I don't like the price. It's inflated a little bit due to the reputation. They haven't been playing great either. They lost to Detroit out of the gate. They've looked very lackluster. Saros is actually better. I would like to see him play more than Rene, but it's kind of like loyalty, right, to King Lundqvist when Georgiev is playing good. The same thing's happening in Nashville. They have a younger goalie who's better, who's not getting starts because of Pekka Rinne. But we'll see what happens, Gabe. I like Nashville. It might be parlay, but I'm not laying 165 alone with the Predators. And I don't like the total. Pass.
We've got the LA Kings and the Calgary Flames. And my boy Drew Doughty really hates Matthew Tkachuk, doesn't he?
They do. Yeah, they just want to.
He really doesn't like this guy.
Like, I know. They never stop. It's like most hockey players in the cottage, you know. Hey, buddy, you know, they're on different teams. They'll deal with each other at the kegger up north in Muskoka. But these guys want to kill each other. It's like if they show up at the same party, there's a fight. They should just get in the octagon and, end it, Gabe, but just like a fight to the death. No, Doughty just rips this guy all the time. It's unbelievable. Calgary's a better team.
Doughty's talking again now. He says, we both know who the better player is between us. So if he wants to compliment me first, I might give him one back. We both know who the better player is between the two of us. Asked if Tkachuk respects the 2016 Norris Trophy, the 21-year-old refused to go that far. He said, now he's a good player who's had a good career. Tkachuk goes on to say that he respects current Norris Trophy winner Mark Giordano more. It's been 2 years since Tkachuk drilled Doughty with a vicious, dirty elbow, landing an end rookie 4-2-game suspension. So Doughty's never going to forget this, like basically, for like his entire career. Thing is, Doughty, you're slowing down a bit. You've been around a long time.
Exactly. I like Calgary.
Doughty's partied hard over the years, too. Let's just be real.
Yeah, you could tell.
You want to lay that price?
No, I don't. It's either going to be parlayed. I'm actually going to do Calgary in regulation or the 1.5 to plus 110. Or I can do it in regulation and lay, about 20 or 30 cents of juice. So I think I'm going to take Calgary in reg. I don't want to lay the 240 or I got to parlay it, Gabe. But I like Calgary. They should get it done. The Kings are still a train wreck. They're a bad, bad hockey team. Next game is the game of the night, the late one, buddy. This should be great. Boston and Vegas.
Yeah, this is the big one. Boston Bruins 2-0 at the Las Vegas Golden Knights 2-0 this evening. What do you make of this game, Cam? Total is 5.5.
Actually, first thing I look at is the under. Boston, when they play games on the road, they like to grind it down. They beat Arizona 1-0 in a perfect game. They score that first goal, they're like the boa constrictor. They just suffocate you and give you nothing in the neutral zone. As for Vegas, great team at home, great advantage. It's only 30 cents. I see Vegas winning like a 2-1, 3-2 style hockey game. Vegas in the under, but at 5.5, it's tougher to take the total, Morenci. I'm going with Vegas. Give me the Golden Knights minus 130. It makes it hard.
Dude, I always get screwed in Bruin games.
Yeah.
I can tell you that under, though. Marc-Andre Fleury is 12-7-5 with a 2.41 ERA. goals against against the Boston Bruins. Yeah, same thing.
And, it is.
Boston have played Vegas 4 times. They've only given up 7 goals in the 4 games combined to
like
Las Vegas. It's low total at 5.5.
Vegas.
Especially Vegas can light the lamp up, but
they can. I like Vegas to win.
Vegas any under, says Kim.
3-1. 3-1 for Vegas. 4-1. 4-2, you lose, but 3-1 or 4-1. I like Vegas.
All right, so you're me and Cam are going to be back at 8 o'clock tonight, so let's lay it down right now. I'm on Justin Verlander, under 8.5 strikeouts. Wendell Will has already got the ticket in. As far as the game itself is concerned, Houston are probably going to win this game, man. But
are they?
I'm not laying 230, 240. So whatever. I'll play the strikeout prop, and I'll just cheer for Tampa's bats. Simple as that. NHL hockey. I like the underdogs when I bet hockey. Give me the Edmonton Oilers plus 140. Give me the Oilers and the Islanders under 6. Jets, Penguins under 7. And, let's go Knights minus the 135 and the Knights Bruins under the 5.5.
Here we go, Gabe.
I always get screwed with Bruins games.
The Florida Panthers, the Keene Cats, 115. Ducks, quack, 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 minus 115. Flames, on fuego, minus a half. Oils, drip, 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 plus 145. And the Golden Knights, by Nike Cerberus, minus 130. Go Vegas, plus 1.5 raise, plus 210, split. Go Tampa. Get 8.
All right, I would take the Red Wings. Not enough value. We'll be back at 8 o'clock.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
I missed
it. Here's what you missed on In Game Live.
We missed.
I got a new cell phone just
for
you.
You're kind of in the middle here, Mike. Did you really?
Yeah,
I did. See, that's dedication.
Yeah. But I actually came in studio today so that you guys would hear me more clearly.
Well, yeah, Crystal.
But yeah. That sometimes backfires, though. But we appreciate it nevertheless. All right, so, but you do have, you are very intelligent.
Thanks,
so we'll give you that.
Appreciate it.
Technology.
Thanks. I wear nice blazers.
But
we'll give you that.
it's not like mine.
We'll give you that.
You have blazers. I don't say they're nice. You've got blazers.
All right. I'll go toe-to-toe.
Your blazer's like my other blazer, like my B blazer.
Really? All right, we got to compare. We're going to have some votes on this on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. This is You look like a politician in your picture there. You got.
Yeah,
you got
that is like that's like my C blazer though. I got to get a new shot here.
Come on.
That's like.
You look like a guy that went to Joseph A. Bank.
Yeah, that's Joseph A. Bank.
Men's Warehouse. I'll have you, sir.
Yeah, Men's Warehouse. Yeah, thank you.
Joseph A. Bank. Oh, Boers. Boers.
No, I'm just busting Mike's balls. You know what, Cam? You ever seen the ads for Untuck It? The Untucked shirts. I got to go to there, New York. Yeah, Untuck It.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go to
flagship here.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen at Untuck It. You're going to find like a shirt that you kind of like, a nice one there, perfect length and everything, and then you're going to go, wow, this Untuck It shirt's $129, yeah, where I could have got one that almost fit the same for $50. Enjoy your shopping at Untuck It, buddy. It might look good on Drew Brees and all those guys.
It's perfectly tailored.
Yeah, perfect tailored. Yeah, for an extra $80, you can get 3 shirts. Anyway, don't worry. I like Untuck It too, but I wear them loose, man. I never tuck in my shirts. Like, I just, you know, as a big guy, you got to just let it all go. But anyway, yeah, you should go check out Untuck It.
All right.
Heavily. We'll continue with this, yes.
So I was going to say, so China could have handled this in a much better way, and everyone could have saved face on this Mike Blewett, in which China just could have said, we disagree with Mr. Maury's comments, and we encourage him to look more into this, even though, whatever, he's right. But you know what I mean? As opposed to them censoring everybody. Now Deadspin's reporting. Deadspin not reporting. They obtained a memo. ESPN's bosses said, don't talk about this. It's funny because even our boy Bomani Jones, that has an opinion on everything, sort of hemmed and hawed his way through this today. It's pretty clear, Mike. They don't want to offend the Chinese masters.
Join the experts live on the air every day by calling in at 844. 844-